That's great. We didn't do anything on bonfire night this year. You'll have to stand well back, though. My dad can be a bit mental with the fireworks. Reckons he's still a teenager. I can't wait, smiles Sarah, as she pushes against the glass door to the coffee garden. They sprint up the narrow staircase and into the tiny cafe on the first floor. It's more expensive than Marconi's, but the superior hot chocolate and cakes are worth the extravagance. Tina rarely joins them at the coffee garden, saying she prefers the atmosphere at Marconi's, but Kate and Sarah both know it's because she can't afford it. Sarah wouldn't have suggested it if Tina had been coming. They choose one of the snug seats that look onto the side street below, in the smoking section of the cafe. The usual middle-aged woman takes their order. Wendy, proprietor, her name badge reads. They spy out of the window as they wait for their drinks to arrive. Want one? Kate holds out a packet of Benson and Hedges. Sarah shakes her head. Have a puff of yours. Halfway through Kate's cigarette, Wendy places the hot chocolates on the table, with an inch of squirty cream brimming over the top. With delicate, long-handled spoons, they silently scoop away at their mugs until the warm cocoa is revealed beneath. Man, my mum's being a bitch at the moment, Kate sighs, laying down her spoon. Sarah can't imagine calling her mother a bitch. How come? I think it's since Jen left home. So now it's just me and Dad for her to have a go at. Honestly, she's either asleep because of those bloody sleeping pills or blowing a top at us. How long is it since Jen went? Almost a year. Not long after we moved into the Amber Chalk's house. As soon as she turned 17. She never wanted to move here in the first place, so she shacked up with a boyfriend who's a complete dopehead. Doesn't your dad mind? He's not her dad, is he? Mum had Jen before she even met Dad. Does he get on with her okay? No way! She hates him. Says we only moved here because of him. And she's so jealous of me, even though he's always tried to treat her like his own. She calls me Princess Kate. Jealous cow. Kate runs her finger across the top of her coffee cake, making patterns around the three walnut halves. Some people are never happy. I'd love to have a sister, says Sarah, mopping up a spill of hot chocolate. It's overrated, Kate snorts. Believe me. Anyway, Mum's on at Dad non-stop now she's gone. She reckons he drove her away. I reckon it was Mum's fault myself. Miserable cow. Sarah glances up at the cuckoo clock above the till. 2:30 p.m. I've got to go. She swigs back her drink and hurries into her coat. I'm supposed to be meeting Dante at 3. Kate looks incredulous. Even after he stood you up yesterday? He didn't stand me up. That's why we're meeting. He's really sorry. He just forgot. Sarah digs round in her purse and places the exact money on the table. See you Monday. Kate smiles grudgingly, piling the coins up beside her plate. All right, see you Monday. Dante's already waiting when Sarah arrives at the hut, sitting cross-legged among the cushions, listening to his Walkman. She smiles uncertainly as she pushes the wooden door closed behind her, feeling the flush rise to her cheeks again. She reaches into her bag and pulls out a handful of dusty old nightlights she found in the camping equipment under the stairs. Ah, well done, I light them, Dante says, jumping up to arrange them around the room. I've brought another blanket from home. It's freezing. Sarah nods and stands awkwardly in the centre of the hut. It's almost dark already, and it's only just gone 3. The wind sings and whistles wildly around the hut, sending pebbles scattering loudly past its wooden walls. Dante takes a step towards her. Sorry, he says, reaching out. The door crashes open as wind howls through the hut, extinguishing all the newly lit nightlights. Sarah screams, Bloody hell! Dante forces the door back and pushes a heavy rock up against the frame to prevent the wind from blowing it in again. He relights the candles and flops down into the cushions. Right, he says, patting the pillows beside him. Where were we? Sarah folds herself down under the covers. I made you this, he says, and he hands Sarah a compilation tape to say sorry about last night. Sarah reads the back of the cassette case, which lists all the tracks he's recorded in careful black block letters. Doesn't matter, she says. He'd have hated it anyway. Dante scratches his chin, then kisses her on top of her head. There's some classic stuff on here, he says, taking the tape back. Nick Cave, Vizard.